Richard and Julie with you. So good to have you with us. Jets, Flames. Tonight at 7 here on 680 CJOB, our pregame at 5. It's Leaders Day in Winnipeg.
Feels like it for sure.
The Prime Minister, the leader of the NDP in the city today, primarily talking housing.
People are being priced out of their communities, and that's not okay. So we have to help nonprofits and community partners acquire units and preserve rents at a stable level.
We're losing, for every one affordable home that's built, every one affordable apartment that's built, we're losing 11. That is a losing battle. That's never going to deal with the crisis we're in.
Pierre Poilievre is the leader of the official opposition in Canada, leader of the Conservative Party of Canada. He was here last week. Mr. Poilievre, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us. Where are you right now?
I'm in Port Alberni, Vancouver Island.
Oh, so it's beautiful out there today, isn't it?
It's beautiful every day on Vancouver Island, but especially today.
10 degrees here in Winnipeg. Spring is about to, well, spring here in the city of Winnipeg. A lot of us talking about affordability, talking about housing. And I'm just wondering from your perspective, because often we'll talk about situations as a crisis. Do you believe we have a housing crisis in this country right now?
No, it's not a crisis. It's an emergency. Crisis was a year and a half ago. We're now beyond crisis. You know, I found it interesting, though, your clip of Justin Trudeau having an out-of-body experience talking about how horrible the housing market is. And then Jagmeet Singh had an out-of-body experience saying the very same thing. These two guys are in charge. They've been in power for almost 8 years. They have a coalition together. They have been in charge of housing policy for Canada, during which time the cost has doubled. When I left office, I was Minister of Housing 8 years ago. The average rent was half of what it is today. It's now doubled. And after 8 years of Trudeau and the NDP, the vast majority of young people can't even dream of owning a home. It now takes the average family 62% of their pre-tax income to make payments on the average home. That is twice what it was when Trudeau and the NDP took office. Trudeau and the NDP are not worth the cost of housing. We need a common sense plan to build the homes. My plan is to require cities permit 15% more home building as a condition of getting federal infrastructure funds. I'll require they permit high density housing next to transit stations so that seniors and students can live next to the bus and train. I'll sell off 6,000 federal buildings, thousands of acres of federal land to build, build, build. That's the common sense we need. And that's what I'll deliver.
And not too far off from what we're starting to see here now as far as the policy is concerned, certainly in the city of Winnipeg, where there's the ambitious goal of 8,000 housing unit starts between now and October 31st. And the federal government is priming the pump there. But when you talk about affordability for a generation and getting into that first house, are you also looking at tax breaks on that first home, those types of things? Because I remember when I got into that first home, we needed help from mom and dad. And for a lot of us, the bank of mom and dad has been depleted. So what sorts of things would you allocate to help those people that are trying to get into that first home?
Well, the problem is you could give every single Canadian youth $1 million to buy a home. But what would happen is they've just bid up the cost of the homes. Think of it this way. If we had an island with 20 families and 10 homes, you could give a special tax benefit to all 20 of those families to help them with the cost of homes. They'd take that benefit and they would bid up the 10 homes. There's not enough homes.
So let the market decide, and the market will actually bring the cost of housing down?
No, the market is not deciding. That's the problem. The market is being obstructed by government because we have the second slowest building permits out of the 40 OECD countries. We have government gatekeepers, including, I'll be blunt, the city of Winnipeg, which has been subject to a negative, the court had to slap down the city of Winnipeg because they blocked the Parker Lands construction of 2,000 homes next to a transit station that was built for those homes. I'll tell you my solution to that. I would not fund the transit station if you don't get the homes. You don't build the homes, you don't get the money for the transit station.
Well, that's part of the Liberals' plan, that you have to have that density within the high-use transit lines. And ironically enough, the Marquez-Parker Lands project in front of City Council as we speak at the moment. But Mr. Polyev, I'm wondering, when we look at this, I mean, my son is looking at renting right now. He and his girlfriend have a choice of places. I guess if you have enough money, there's units available. So is it a supply problem? Is it a demand problem? Because frankly, I know people here that have walked across the street and rented a place. So there are units. Is it coming down to the definition of what is affordable? Because CMHC's definition versus the province's definition versus the city's definition are three different numbers.
Well, the number you need to know is double. That's what has happened to housing costs under 8 years of Justin Trudeau. 8 years after he promised to lower housing costs, they have doubled. It is twice as expensive to rent an apartment, make a mortgage payment, or make a down payment on a new home. And the reason is supply and demand. He has admitted today that he has grown the population faster than the housing stock through his immigration policies. Not my words, his. He just said it today. And then he has also given money to local government gatekeepers who block construction. We have the second slowest building permits of any country in the OECD. And that is why we can't keep up and construct fast enough. We have more land by far than any other country in the G7. We spend more money by far on residential construction as a share of our GDP. And yet we have the fewest homes.
So
the reason
is attaching
the worst bureaucracy.
Does attaching strings to money that would go to municipalities to create that, we need density here in Winnipeg as opposed to urban sprawl, is that the way to go? Is that what a conservative government would do?
I disagree. We need both. We need to build up and we need to build out. All is turned you left liberal NDP activists who don't want people to own homes and have yards. I think we need both. We need to build up and out. Do we want strings? No. What I want is results. So I will require that cities permit 15% more homes as a condition of getting federal funds. If they beat that target by, say, 10%, they'll see their federal infrastructure money go up by 10%. If they miss it by 10%, their dollar figure will go down. We pay realtors based on the homes they sell, builders based on the homes they build. Let's pay municipalities based on the number of homes they complete.
Mr. Polyev, we have about a minute left here, and we've talked a lot about carbon tax. So I'm going to move right to international situation, and the U.S. President Joe Biden telling the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu the future U.S. support for the Gaza war depends on new steps to protect civilians and aid. Basically, the U.S. president saying there needs to be an immediate ceasefire. That's essential. What do you believe should happen?
We obviously want to aid to get to the civilians and for every step taken to protect civilians.
You're in favor of an immediate ceasefire as well?
Well, the problem is Hamas has said it won't accept a ceasefire. So that's a dream, because Hamas has said they'll attack again as soon as there's a ceasefire. So they've taken that option off the table. But that's the problem with a sadistic terrorist genocidal death cult like Hamas. Very dangerous. And we need to stand up to terrorism here and everywhere.
Mr. Polyev, appreciate the time. Thanks so very much. More conversations in the months ahead, because we're probably looking at elections sometime next year. Pierre Polyev, leader of the official opposition in Canada, leader of the Conservative Party of Canada, joining us from Victoria.
Port Alberni.
Yeah.
Where I just kind of did a quick Google. It looks like a one-bedroom suite is available immediately for $1,095.
That's not bad.
Yeah, in Port Alberni.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.